Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Thursday. Here's KSRM's Anthony Moore.
August's job count was up 4.4% from August 2020, an increase of 13,600, but still nearly 30,000 below August 2019 levels. Industries hardest hit last year recorded the strongest gains, but few have recovered from their pre-pandemic job levels. This according to the Alaska Department of Labor and Workforce Development. Leisure and hospitality added 5,600 jobs compared to last August, but remained nearly 11,000 below August 2019. Trade, transportation, and utilities gained 3,600 jobs over the year, but was nearly 7,000 below 2019. Oil and gas remains one of the few sectors with lower employment than it had last year. At 6,800 total jobs, oil and gas was still 400 below last August and 3,300 under August 2019. Oil and gas employment appeared to bottom out last year around 6,100. The common denominator appears to be that businesses are struggling to fill positions, something a job fair was designed to do earlier this week in the parking lot of the Kenai Chamber of Commerce and Visitor Center. But Chamber President Brittany Brown told KSRM that hardly anyone showed up on Tuesday.
Yes, we're not seeing as many as we'd really hoped. But, you know, this was really just an opportunity for us to provide for our local community, our local businesses to come out and advertise for their businesses. Right now, we're seeing all the businesses are having issues getting employees, and that's where this event stemmed from. It was going to be a hit or miss on whether we're going to have people showing up to talk to the businesses, but really, I mean, there's nothing to lose for these businesses to come here. It's just really tough right now.
Local government's job count's down 300 last August, down 1,600 from August 2019. State government employment 200 below last year, 900 under 2019. Federal employment down 1,000 from last August, likely due to last year's temporary hires for the census, but up 500 from 2019. The unemployment rate 6.4% in August, comparable to the U.S. rate, 5.2%. After reporting earlier this week of the heartbreaking news of the cancer diagnosis of Alaska's Hobo Jim, James Varsos speaks out on his diagnosis with end-stage cancer. He told Alaska's news source,
"They told me the first day they told me I had cancer, and it was already end stage."
On social media, he said he performed in the last few days of the Alaska State Fair and experienced intense pain, saying that it didn't seem right. It reportedly got worse when he went to play in Wyoming and went to the ER upon his return to his other home in Nashville. He reports he was diagnosed with end-stage cancer, something he didn't know he had. He's been given a short 3 to 6 months to live, saying that the cancer is untreatable by chemotherapy, radiation, or surgery.
"I've never feared death, and I've never feared what comes next. In truth, the devastating thing to me is those I leave behind, in particular my wife."
Hobo Jim says he's touched by the outpouring of love and support in the recent days.
"It's really given me a lot of heart. I just like to say that thanks for 49 years of support. I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for you guys."
His plans now include
get things in order for my wife. That's my number one concern. And then after that, you know, once that's out of the way, I think I'm just going to read and carry on like always.
A GoFundMe fundraiser has been set up to pay for expenses. Details on that and more at RadioKenai.com. Audio courtesy of Alaska's news source. Stay tuned for more headlines on This Week on the Kenai.